is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
This is the Sounding Board scorecard for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to drink wise. Producer Jordan here, about to read out a couple of statements to Hutchie and Damo to rate out of 10 as to how much they agree. And of course, you can send through your submissions via our social media channels on Facebook and Twitter, and via email at thesoundingboard@sen.com.au. Firstly, opening round saw great crowds in New South Wales and Queensland, but ultimately it gave us less footy and no matches in Melbourne on the opening weekend of the season. From the perspective of the general footy fan, it didn't add any value for them.
Zero.
Two.
The state of international cricket beneath Australia, England and India is at an all-time low.
Zero.
Seven.
Harry Mackay's set shot is the most scrutinised in the AFL.
Nine.
Eight.
A listener submission from Nick Sacco via email. We should see more AFL clubs allowing player access to fan-produced content creators.
I sit right on the fence on that. Five.
One.
Gordon Lloyd via Facebook says GWS have the best media team going in sports.
It's pretty good.
Nine.
Eight.
The falling out between reigning Supercars champion Brody Kostecki and his team Erebus would be one of the biggest scandals in Australian sport for 2024 if Supercars were slightly more popular.
I'm gonna do the first pass I've ever had on this. I just don't know what the dispute's about, so it'd be dangerous to rate it.
Fox Footy are at the venues in opening round. I have faith they'll keep it up all year.
Zero.
Five.
And finally, Lewis Oliver via email says Tom Morris was playing in a cricket semi last Saturday and Sunday during the opening round and will be playing in a grand final next Saturday and Sunday for round one. This is a big leg up to Mitch Cleary and Channel 7.
He's got a strike. That's 10.
Nine.
I like that.
Working back, Mitch, if you're an animal that I want you to be, you got to go and work those 4 days in the newsroom. Just give yourself 4 days of unfair advantage and try and find something. Well, try and make him walk off having made a duck and look up the screen and see you breaking news. Fox Footy, I don't know what they'll do. It'll be interesting from here. They look better in venue, didn't it? Look way better.
Funny that.
And the drone shots at the
Gold Coast.
Funny
that. A broadcast to have the commentators at the ground?
Look way better.
What, it looks better? Wow.
Way better.
Who would have thought?
And when they get to 9 games this next year, you'd think they'd sort that out this year.
Well, yeah. I want to talk about that, and I did flag it for this week, but we'll talk about it at some stage of the next 2 or 3 weeks, Hutchie, how that looks through your eyes.
Yep. The Brody and Airbus, it is an interesting story. It would be a bigger one if we're getting more television distribution.
Can you snapshot it for me while I...
I can't.
Okay.
Or would you have the SEN Supercar rights? So I'm enjoying it. Gordon Lloyd via Facebook, my best content team. I don't know about the media team, but the content team are excellent. And the social team there, I think that's what you meant. Nick Sacco, I didn't really understand the content creator's question. Nick, bring some better questions next time, please.
I understood it.
I'm joking, Harry. I'm joking, Nick. Harry, everyone's talking about it. Nine. I disagree on the cricket beneath. I thought New Zealand were immaculate in both games and should have won in the second test, and I thought the West Indies were awesome in the last test they played, and there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yep.
And... Okay. I thought opening round was awesome.
Yeah. We weren't too dissimilar. I probably did quickly answer that state of cricket, but you're right about the Windies beating Australia, and New Zealand should have beaten Australia.
Should have won.
Yeah, they should have won. It was a great comeback by Marsh and Carey in that particular game, and Cummins again with the bat late in a test match to win it. Otherwise, we were similar on other assessments of those issues on the Sounding Board scorecard for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to drink wise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board podcast with Hutchie and Damo for Drinkwise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.